The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What's keeping you from stepping outside the box? It's time to join those who are following their dreams and changing their life. Welcome to Journey to Gold with your host, CJ. In our program, you'll meet some amazing people with a new attitude. And through the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Pasentino, you'll hear artists who are making a difference. Find out how you, too, can follow your dream and live the life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha, and thank you for being with us tonight. This is our first holiday show, and I am so glad to have you with us. It's Christmas time, and now is the time that we cherish spending with our family and our friends and all the people who are important to us in our lives. Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing in the U.S. And if you are taking care of an elderly parent or maybe dealing with the traumatic experience of your child disappearing, we have two actually very special guests this evening who could be instrumental in helping you find your loved one. Our first guest is Sherry Friedlander. And Sherry is the founder of the organization A Child is Missing, which helps law enforcement in the search and early recovery of missing children, the elderly, college students, and the disabled. Aloha, Sherry.
Aloha, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
I am very excited to share your organization and what you do. It is so important, and I just want to get right into it. And can you tell us how it works as far as helping to locate children?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to start off with we have successfully helped to recover 1,254 children and elderly nationwide.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nationwide. We are in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
We are basically we work with law enforcement, local and state police, and we work with the FBI, the U.S. Marshals. How it works, your child goes missing. You call 911. 911 then calls the appropriate police department. They go out and they look around to see if the child is not hiding somewhere in the house. If they cannot find the child, they will then call A Child is Missing from the scene and give us the basic description of the child. You know, it's a 3-year-old white female, last seen at 102 Maple Street today at 2 o'clock. We need your help. Go out in your yard. Look around if you see something or the child. Please call the local law enforcement agency. We give them the phone number. And then after that, we wait a while to see what leads come in. And just recently, in fact, the last few days, we did a little study, and we found out that people wait 3.5 hours before we get a call. Now, you have a 2 to 3 hour window for a child to be recovered. Now, a lot of you think that all of the high-profile cases, there's only about 125 a year, whereas parental abductions, you have the majority, probably 800,000 kids go missing every year. We are 24/7, 365. We're free to law enforcement. And it's quite interesting how we find these kids and the elderly, because children and elderly go to water. And so when someone has Alzheimer's, as we know, they regress and go back to childhood, so it's a normal thing to go to water. Huh. In fact, it's interesting, the in Hawaii, you're surrounded by water. Up in Alaska, the same thing. Alaska has a lot of problems with their water and missing kids. So the first thing we ever ask any law enforcement officer is, where is the water? Because we know the attraction it does have. Hmm. And, you know, we help, oh gee whiz, let's see, we've done about 35,000 cases nationwide. And about 58 million alert calls.
Wow.
That go out to an area. And we're very careful that only we take our instructions from law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's heard of the Amber Alert.
I was just going to ask you how this compares and what this does. Go ahead.
It's totally different. We fill the gap between the Amber Alert and law enforcement. Amber Alert, a child has to be abducted in a vehicle, or could be walking also. Must the suspect foul play have a description of the car and the license plate. Whereas with a child is missing, a little child can wander off and we will look for that child. A child can not come home from school, and we will look for that child. We do not have the strict regulations that the Amber Alert has. Now, you also have the Silver Alert, and that's for adults in a car, again. And, in fact, when I started A Child is Missing, it's going on 16 years. I can't believe it, but it is. And, yeah, I know, and I'm only 29. What can I tell you? To keep a sense of humor, I couldn't do this job. And anyway, we started with Alzheimer's and the elderly. And when I was up in Washington, D.C., I talked to lots of people up there on the Hill because that's where we used to get our funding. And so they picked up on the Silver Alert and ran with it and made a law out of it. Right now, we're supporting a program, a bill that's in, hopefully in the Senate by now, to be voted on, called H.R. 4305. That's Child and Elderly Missing Alert Program. And this would, provide funding, and it'd be a competitive bid. So hopefully, the Congress will pass this bill. And it will be handled by the Attorney General's office. And but, you know, people sometimes don't get to these things. They do other things.
Well, you know, people important. Need to know. I'm sorry. I know I'm interrupting you. But
it's okay.
People need to know about your organization and how effective you can be when someone is missing. It is just so important. So we only have a couple minutes, and I wanted to make sure to give you the opportunity. How can someone get a hold of you, either if they have a child missing or if they would like to contribute to your foundation?
Our website is www.achildismissing.org, all spelled out. It's very simple. There are phone numbers up there on the website, and we're 24/7, so anybody can contact us. And my phone is always on. It's never off. I know. It's fun at 3 o'clock in the morning, but hey, what's the price of a child's life? There is none.
Absolutely.
And we've all experienced that this week, and it's very sad. So.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Yeah.
Now, is this an automatic dialing system kind of?
Well, we program the phone numbers to go into it.
Uh-huh.
And yes, it does dial out because we make an individually recorded message mm-hmm. for every case because every case is different. And then that recording, just like I said earlier, mm-hmm. the name and description, et cetera, goes out. And when people pick up their phone, they hear this recording. And then they can call back and, you know, with any information that they may have. It's a very, very effective program. Out of 18,000 police departments in the United States, we're serving right now about 5,000. But we're open to all police departments throughout the United States.
So if someone wanted to be a part of this, would they call you and say, please add my number to your database so that if a child is missing?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. yes, we need cell phone numbers. You can go up to our website, achildismissing.org, and list your cell phone number. And if you have a private line, that also. No one uses these numbers but us. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, if there is a child that goes missing in your neighborhood, you would get a call and be asked to help.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Sherry. It is, you know, you're doing a fabulous service. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your efforts and your energy. I can only imagine what you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I appreciate that, and all of our staff does also, because they're on call right now, mm-hmm. and from 4 o'clock till about 10 o'clock at night, we're very busy. You know, kids get home from school, but they don't come home from school, and many things happen. So, and
well,
we have a great educational program for high-risk youth. So,
excellent.
We're doing more than what the world calls for, I guess you might say.
Yes,
but we
need people like you. So you have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much again for being with us, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Yeah, and you're going to play that song, Calling All Angels?
Yes, we are. Right now, folks, we've got a new rendition of a song written by Jane Syberry, which was recorded specifically to help Sherry's organization, A Child is Missing. And the name of the song is Calling All Angels. So don't go away. A New Attitude is coming up, and we're going to play a snippet right now performed by Alicia Smith. Be right back.
Oh, it's almost as if you could only crack the code. You finally understand what this all means. Oh, but if you could, do you think you it all the pain and suffering. Oh, but then you would miss the beauty light upon this earth, the sweetness of the living. Calling all angels.
Got the passports and flip-flops that island cruises long overdue. Her son's in the Navy, daughter Jen has a baby, now it's back to just them two. And the phone rings, it's Jen, she said I'd like to get my degree. If I get some loans, I move back home. It would sure help your grandson and me. Now it's hatches and diapers, Bonnie and friends. It's deja vu all over again. Cookie kisses and sticky hugs. rubber duckies floating in the tub, oatmeal in the baby's head.
Since I lost you, I've lost myself.
Listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You just were listening to Alicia Smith performing Calling All Angels, and we featured a couple country artists, Doug Brinney, and the Canadian country powerhouse, Amy Rose. So definitely stay tuned. We've got some other snippets for you and other artists to feature for you for this hour. This is our Christmas show, and right now we are at our new attitude segment, where we have Pam Gaylor visiting us as our guest. And this is where we share special people who have stepped outside the box and are making a difference. And our segment, or rather our show tonight, is about where are your loved ones tonight. And Pam's been in the technology industry for over 25 years and has a tremendous passion for helping and supporting the elderly. She's also the primary caregiver of her mother, and she's CEO and founder of Connected Care Solutions. Pam's here tonight to talk more about her innovative application for caretakers of people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and can be very instrumental. Her actual application can be instrumental in locating your loved one and bringing them home if they should get lost. Aloha, Pam.
Aloha, CJ. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Really good.
Well, thank you for being with us. You know, this is becoming more and more increasingly a universal problem, not only missing children, but missing adults. We have the elderly, and people are missing every day. And how is your... I know your technology, or rather your application, your software, can be applied in many different areas. But what really fascinates me is that it can be used, or has a GPS mechanism that can help people locate their loved one without putting a chip in their arm and all that kind of thing. So I guess, how does that work?
Well, essentially it's a... replaces the phone that you had, that they would have, the mobile phone, mm-hmm. and it resides on top of, let's say, a web-based, Windows-based application phone. So it's a tool that is a phone. It's an organizer, so it keeps track of all their calendar of events and what they have to do. But it also is a GPS tracker. So you keep connected with your loved one via on the internet. You can go on the dashboard and look at if they are carrying their phone. That's the big key. But you can track where they are. But it also is a tool that helps them get more information that they've started to forget, because that's all part of aging, where we start forgetting things. And so this is a simple tool that allows them to keep in touch with their family, but also keep in touch with their busy lives as they age.
So when, for instance, my mother gets forgetful about taking medication, so this can really be instrumental that way in tracking, right?
Right. What it does is it will, the caregiver sets up the tracking as far as what medicines go into the device itself. So you sit on any computer anywhere in the world, and you can plug in what their medicines are, when they're supposed to take them, et cetera. Then on their end, they can either have a phone or they can have a simple touchscreen netbook or touchscreen all-in-one computer. And what they could do from there is it will alarm and let them know that there's a medicine due. Like my mom takes medicine twice a day. So it has the morning meds and the evening meds. And then she has to, it's like an alarm clock. She has to acknowledge that the thing's ringing. So she pushes the screen and it shuts up. If she doesn't do that, I can go, I can have it send a message to my email, to my phone, or I can go in and check on the back end of the dashboard and look and see if she's accepted the alarm or not. And with that, if she has accepted, I can still call her and then say, okay, Mom, show me the pill box, because this is an interactive tool that uses video as well. So you can see what they've done or not
done.
That's
awesome.
As the case may be.
And sometimes they not only forget, but then again, sometimes they kind of tell little fibs.
Definitely. Just, yeah,
they don't want you to know that they didn't do it.
Yeah, and you know, aging is not for the weak. It's not for the weak of heart. And it's just, we all start forgetting things. Technology keeps getting more and more complex, but what this does in reality is we'd simplify it. We've dumbed it down so that they can feel comfortable and feel good about not forgetting and feel good about keeping in touch and keeping connected with their loved ones and connected with their lives. So they don't forget their medications. They take them on time, which in some instances, it is a time it's timed. You have to have the medicines taken at night or in the day. It's not always just take them whenever you want to. So
exactly. Now, also, this can provide or buy them independence for a much longer time, right?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And it takes care of some of the things where, let's say, they've moved to an assisted living facility or they are at a nursing home and they've become separated from their family. Well, what it does is it allows them to keep in touch with their family. And that takes and gives them the ability to not be so isolated, which as elderly folks isolate themselves or become isolated, they become more depressed, especially if they stay in their homes and nobody's reaching out to them. It's just a very sad situation. So this allows them to keep in touch with their family and their family keep in touch with them. So it's a great thing.
So in the instance where my mother is, you know, she's in California. She's across 3,500 miles across the ocean.
Right.
I could actually actively be involved with her care, even though she's, you know, she's ambulatory, but she's forgetful about taking her medication, and she doesn't think she took it, and then before you know it, she's not feeling well because she's taken too much.
Yeah.
And so I could actually interact with her, and we could talk to each other like Skype kind of thing.
Right, exactly. They don't know it's that. To them, it's a picture of you calling. When you dial into them via whichever device they have on their end, it shows your picture. So because as they age sometimes too, especially with dementia and Alzheimer's, they forget names. But they don't forget the faces as readily. Anyway, so what will happen is it'll ring like a phone. That's what I have my mom's because she recognizes that sound. And then she can pick it up, and then you can actually see and look at what she's looking like, or you can keep and track it. You know, you can receive phone calls with pictures and not numbers. And you can send her photos and videos and invite family members in to the network because it's a very private intranet application. So they can get the photos or videos from family, so it keeps them in touch with what's going on in the family.
Wow.
And you can even put in there things like important events, not just things like their medicine, but what about their grandchildren's birthdays or things that they would normally have done very easily. That just makes them feel better about themselves. So
exactly. So how does someone get a hold of you if they, what kind of device? One last question. We're about to be out of time, but what kind of device is on the patient's end? What kind of device would be on my mother's end to be able to do
this? Windows-based touch screen application. We chose that for simplicity. Now, I have found there's an all-in-one computer, and they are very inexpensive, and I found that they like the bigger screen because they like to see bigger screen. I have a netbook. It's a touch screen as well. But any Windows-based right now application, we're migrating it over to Android, and it will go to Macintosh, iPhone, all that. So as we, because hardware is not, I don't want it to be a hardware-based situation. I just want it to be touchscreen and easy for them so they don't have that technology block. They are looking at it as an easy tool that will enhance their lives, not not tie them up or scare them.
Yeah, definitely. Or intimidate them.
Yeah, or intimidate them because they. My mom's 92. Oh, goodness.
They won't use it if they're not comfortable.
No, not at all. No. Mm-mm.
So how does someone get a hold of you?
Well, the best bet is to, I have my office number would be 727. I live in Florida. 490-2000, and my extension is 7040. I would point them to my website right now, but it is in the process of being rebuilt. So for now, that's the best way to reach me is through my office phone.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you spending the time and sharing your little gem of wisdom, because the more we know and the more information we have, the much better all of us will be, and hopefully be able to take care of our parents and stay in communication. That's the whole key, right?
Yeah. Caregiver's lifeline. Really.
Definitely.
Is. Yep.
Well, you have a wonderful holiday, Pam. Thank you again for being
with us. Thank you, CJ. You have a wonderful holiday as well.
All righty. Awesome. Bye-bye. Speaking of lost, we have had a song submitted to us that Patsy Cline commissioned but never got a chance to record in its original form. In the summer of 1960, Patsy was in a holiday mood and wanted to record a Christmas song for her fans. And she promptly asked one of her favorite songwriting teams, Lawton Giles and Buster Bean, to write one for her. And they went to work immediately, and they came back to her with Christmas Without You. And Patsy just flipped. She went crazy over it, but her label had other ideas. And they loved what they, what happened was they loved the song's melody and wanted to release it, but they wanted to release it right away with a romantic theme instead. So it became How Can I Face Tomorrow? And sadly, it only made a modest showing on the country cash box charts. Lawton Giles said Patsy was heartbroken over not being able to record Christmas Without You, the way that it was originally written. And he hoped that another artist would record it someday. Well, nearly 50 years later, Giles finally got his wish. Right now, we're going to hear the Lost Christmas Classic, written specifically for Patsy Cline, performed by Luann Hunt. Here's Christmas Without You. Enjoy.
Thank you. the first time that we've ever been apart. It's Christmas Eve, but there's no joy in my heart.
Now someone else will hold you just the way I used to do.
Oh, how lonesome Christmas
listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You just heard Christmas Without You by Luann Hunt, performing a lost Christmas classic that was originally written for Patsy Cline. And now we have the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Pasentino. And some great music for you, so we're going to get right into it. What do you have for us tonight, Josie?
Hi, CJ.
Hi.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Quest Challenge, everyone, right here on Journey to Gold. I'm Josie Pasentino, your host. An artist, you're running out of time. We have extended the timeline, just the deadline, a little. Only two more days to get your music into the challenge. Then we will not be accepting any more new songs. So all of you singers and songwriters, please go to www.journeytogold.com, click on the Dream Quest Challenge to submit your story and your song. And because of the holidays, submissions will close on December 23rd. For tonight, I'll be replaying a couple entries from the first few weeks of challengers. Remember, this weekend is the cutoff to submit your music for consideration. Then everyone should be voting like crazy until January 11th. Keep clicking. When our judges will take over to decide the winner. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough to find a winner because it's been close. And a little bit later, I'm going to tell you how to vote for your favorites at the end of this segment, so stay tuned. Up first, I want to remind you a bit about one of our first contestants, Bonnie Ross. Here's a little bit more about Bonnie's story and her quest for gold. If you remember, Bonnie gave thanks to her sixth grade teacher for recognizing and nurturing her musical passions as a drummer and vocalist. Bonnie has faced many challenges along the way, such as family depression, anxiety, financial loss, and illness. Her saving grace in all of her challenges was her love for music and passion to support others. As a true humanitarian, Bonnie continues to give it back and by stepping outside the box and following her dreams. She inspires people of all ages to do the same. Her practice, Divine Light Within, was established with a driving passion to be of service and guide others to discover that divine light that lives within all of us. Her song and video, Shine, holds an essential message at this crucial time in the world for all of us to let our light of love, compassion, and potential shine. So let's take a listen to the song that Bonnie submitted to us for voting. Here is Bonnie Ross from the Pop Easy Listening category and her song, Shine. Check it out.
It's not too late to change your mind. Don't hesitate, 'cause now's the time to let it shine, let it shine. passion. What are you saving it for? Let it shine, let it shine. Ooh, shine. Feel it, heal it, let go of your tears. Feel it, heal it, let go of your fears. Clear a space, allow your dreams be all that you were meant to be. Let your light shine.
Was Bonnie Ross and her song Shine, that's in the pop easy listening category, so make sure you vote. And now up next, I want to remind you about our other Canadian contestant, Dan Oswald, with his rock pop submission. Here is Dan's story in quest and his quest for gold. Born in Illinois and growing up in New York, Dan Oswald started playing music very early, around the age of 3 and 4. At 12, 13 years, he became reluctant to study piano or classical music anymore because he wanted to write songs and play guitar in a rock band. He played in several bands as a guitarist, but his longest time was with a hard rock band, and they toured upstate New York. Dan was their keyboard player. He then moved to the West Coast and got involved with more alternative-type bands. Dan went to college, studied arts, music, and painting. Dan moved to Vancouver and got involved with a R&B band as their guitarist, but decided to form his own band and met a lot of musicians. Nothing stuck, so he decided to get his solo project going. The last couple of years, writing on both keyboard and guitar, Dan has been forming his own style and sound, recording his music in his basement, and also recording some sessions at the Blue Light Recording Studio. He performs in and around Vancouver and has started to work with a producer to record his first album. So let's take a listen to the song that Dan submitted to us for voting. Here is Dan Oswald and his song, Check it out.
Somewhere, And I made a lot of mistakes which I kept hidden. You know that I love you, I'd do anything. You're the best thing to happen to me. Now you're leaving. Cause I tried everything, but it just wouldn't be. And I tried every trick that you wanna be free. I run and I run, I don't get anywhere. And I try and I pray to find an answer somewhere.
Was Dan Oswald's song, rock pop submission, So great submissions from Bonnie Ross and Dan Oswald. Now, everyone, here's how you could vote. If you love Bonnie's song, Shine, text Gold Ross, R-O-S-S, to 411247. If you love the song by Dan Oswald, please text Gold Oswald to 411247. The number will be the same. All you have to do is add the contestant's last name to the word gold, and your vote is casted. Oh, that sounded weird. For international voting, go to www.journeytogold.com and select your favorite and vote online. Remember, for us to have a winner, you need to vote. To find all of our contestants, just go to the contestants tab at journeytogold.com. Remember, this is the last weekend. Only two more days to submit your song to enter the Dream Quest Challenge. I'm Jesse Bassantino, and I'll be back next week to put the spotlight on two more contestants. Until then, get your music into us and keep your quest for your dreams alive. Bye, everyone.
Guides the trail we
listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You just heard Not Pretty Enough by teen country artist Josie Milner and Under a Darkened Sky by Xander from Rock and Growl Records. And last of all, we featured our featured artist, John Garza, with his new single, Green. Dreams do come true. Now here to help us stay on track is certified dream builder coach Laura Casares. You know, what better way to celebrate the holidays than to reinforce that we deserve to receive? We deserve to be happy. And Laura is here with us tonight to show us how to increase our sense of deserving. Aloha, Laura.
Oh, what a great intro. Love it. Hi.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. It's wonderful having you on. Thanks for being with
us. Thank you.
I can't wait to get started. I mean, we all know that the principles that we have heard about over and over and over again, that we need to believe or at least be open to receive what we deserve. And so how do you go about that?
Yeah, you know, when we know what we want and we're not there,
mm-hmm.
that puts us in what I call the bridge phase. We're in a gap. We're in that gap between, and we see it. And we're here, and we want to go there. And as you mentioned, you know, a lot of people don't feel deserving. And last week when I talked about testing your dream, you know, it's really easy to say, well, am I worthy of it? You know,
mm-hmm.
instead of, is it worthy of me? So the first thing to do in getting through navigating this bridge phase is to increase our sense of deserving. And, you know, this lack of deserving comes from so many places. It comes from our past. And it comes from any negative self-talk that results from it. And the self-talk is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we release it, you know, we're not going to have the energy to, you know, have the life that we want to build our dream.
Yeah, it's all those old tapes, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do we do to silence those voices that just haunt us and keep us from being having the life that we deserve?
Right. And haunt is a great word. Very first step, as in anything, is awareness. And
mm-hmm.
another way to say that is to notice what you notice. If you notice the thought, if you notice the image, you know, you sort of like figuratively grab onto it. And then we get to change it. And the first way that we change it is to perceive ourselves in a different way. And one of the most basic things to perceive ourselves is to say that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And as such, we are way more than anything we've done or experienced in our life. You know, Cheryl, you have a story. I have a story. But thank God we're not our stories.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we all have histories, but we are not our histories. We have personalities, mm-hmm. but we're not our personalities. And how we think about ourselves and how we believe ourselves, you know, we heap this into this thing called self-esteem. And that's going to dictate our life because we can never outperform our self-esteem, but we can change it. Yay, that's the good part.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Absolutely. And when we, you know, if we want to see how we feel about ourselves, all we have to do is look to our lives and look at the results.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't like our results, then we don't have anyone else to blame but ourselves. So we have to look inside of ourselves. And the first place to look is our thoughts. The subconscious mind has absolutely no sense of humor. If I was to tell you it's not healthy for you to think of the Statue of Liberty, don't do it. It could hurt
mm-hmm.
you. what's the first thing you think of is the Statue of Liberty.
It is.
So, exactly. So the
devil made me do it.
Exactly. So the subconscious mind just, you know, simply believes what the conscious mind is telling it. And Ralph Waldo Emerson talked about standing guard at the portal of your mind. If we're going to be impeccable about our dream building, we have to be impeccable with our thoughts. And some clues that we're stuck in our beliefs or limiting paradigm is when we hear things, you know, we hear ourselves say, this can never happen, or I can't ever do this, or this always happens to me.
Mm.
And these are the things that we're going to have to change in order to increase our self-deserving.
Otherwise, we lead constant lives of self-fulfilling prophecy and never really accomplish what we want to see for ourselves.
Absolutely, and chances are we're unhappy and bitter.
Yeah. So how do we increase our self-deserving?
Now we're down to the basics.
Just
like we build anything, we need tools, and just like with tools, we need practice. So mm-hmm. I gave you a practice the first week, and that's write down your dream, and by doing so, tell yourself a new story every day by reading your dream. Make a list of your successes and wins, and remember how it feels when that moment happened, and put that person on continuously. A lot of times we have people in our lives that reinforce what we believe about ourselves. We need to surround ourselves with people who aren't stuck in that old story and mm-hmm. are living the life that we're going to, not the life we're coming from. And when we feel those old gremlins come to get us, you know, change the state. Go get physical. Go walk. Go jog. Play music. Dance. You know, jar your thoughts out of it.
Yeah, change your energy, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Like I said, be impeccable with your dream building, be impeccable with your thoughts, and you have to be impeccable with your words. You have to watch your words because your words are windows into your thoughts. Most of us say things to ourselves we would never say to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to stop that, you know, if you catch yourself, say things like, up to now I did this, but now I do this other
thing
where I used to. Real quickly, be a person of gratitude. When you're not grateful, it's contracted energy and shows undeserving. But when we are grateful, we're in a vibration of flow and expansion, and it increases our sense of deserving. And in any action in our life, make it a transaction of increase. Be a person of increase, because you know what? We don't attract what we want. We attract who we are. So who do we want to be, and what do we want in our life?
Absolutely. Well, I can't believe it. We're out of time.
I know. That's so long.
But I want to thank you again for being with us and sharing your gems, because that's I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. That's how hopefully someone can hear what they need to hear and be able to take that next step. How do they get a hold of you so they can?
Yes. Again, my name is Laura Cazares,
mm-hmm.
and I can be reached at 626-652-2557. Thank you, Cheryl.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas. I'll be talking to you.
Yay. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you
all
and
right.
to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Merry Christmas. Well, that was Laura Cazares who was with us. That's our show for tonight, folks. I can't believe it. Hopefully you're one step closer to your dream. I want to thank you for being with us, and may all your Christmas wishes come true. I can't think of a better way for getting ready for the holidays. I want to thank all our sponsors for helping Journey to Gold step outside the box to be here tonight. And just don't give up. It's never too late to find your passion. It's never too late to follow your dream. What's most important is don't be fooled by your circumstances. No matter where you are or what's going on, one thing you can be sure of, it will change. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Have a safe and happy holiday. I wish you all the love and joy the holidays can bring. Feed your spirit. See you next week. Aloha.
That's all for this week. Be sure to join CJ for Journey to Gold every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Thanks again for listening. Step outside the box and make it a weekend to remember.